The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's three agencies of government when I get there that are gone. Commerce, education, what's the third one there?
Five.
Okay. So.
Robert Scott Bell.
Are you aware of the ingredients in the vaccine?
I know there's some egg.
I don't think they offered us a list of ingredients, though.
But did you know that there's mercury in that shot?
Oh, I did not.
Robert Scott Bell.
The only thing that supporters of the raw food movement are sick of is people telling them what they can or cannot put in their mouth.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Robert got some estrogen injection today. I'm Joni Abbott filling in for Robert Scott Bell as he's getting a Health Freedom Award with Jonathan E. Mord and the Sacred Fire Gala that's taking place out in Cambridge. And Mike Adams is also winning an award and many others in the health freedom movement. So thank you so much to everyone for what you do and your part to play in health freedom. We are flying without Don Super Naylor. Don Naylor, our super producer, he is just, you know, missing his microphone right now. So it's just me. And then I'm bringing on author, researcher, and historian Liam Sheff. Talk all kinds of things here in a few minutes about the universe, the electric universe, as he covers in his book, Official Stories, which is available on Amazon.com. And we're going to cover the big oil stories that are going on, too. You hear about how high oil is going to get in just a short amount of time. You can always catch the show notes at robertscottbell.com and call in if you want, 866-939-BELL. That's 866-939-2355. Liam Sheff, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Wow. Okay. No. Oh, we're here already. All right.
We are. Author, researcher, historian. Dun da da da.
Okay. I was eating spaghetti.
Okay.
Let's see on the air. Let's do the on the air thing. Let's be professional about this.
Why don't we?
So, Robert, what's Robert getting an award for anyway?
Being a health freedom amazing man that he is.
Yeah, but I know. But besides, like, what's the award called?
Specifically, a health freedom award. The Jonathan E. Mord Health Freedom Award. It all rhymes. It's like, you know, Dr. Seuss stuff over here.
Oh, E. Mord's in on that?
Oh, it's E. Mord's event.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
No wonder I didn't get anything.
Oh, gosh. He loves you.
Yeah. If love is a four-letter, it is a four-letter word. Anyway.
too much. So, yeah, tell us a little bit. We're going to talk about the electric universe. You came across this really great article called Pale Blue Dot, and I love this, Where We Fit in the Universe.
Okay.
When do we ask ourselves that question all the time? Like, what is our purpose? Where do we fit in this big old world?
Right. We just want to know who we are, always reaching for that shining star. That's what I heard, anyway, when I was a kid. And I watched Fame, and they told me that's the meaning of it all. You gotta ask these questions. Always searching.
Take your passion and make it happen.
Right. take your passion and make it happen. So we're going to start with the electric universe?
Yes, we are. Is there something else you have to say?
Well, we have the oil story. All right, we can start there. I'm sorry. You know, here's the thing. I've got a slight fever, and the reason I have a slight fever is I've been living in northern Florida. And in northern Florida, there are these mice that get into little suits of armor. People think they're cockroaches, but I swear they're mice because they chew their poop. You know, and so I'm cleaning out I'm getting ready for a trip, and I've been hanging out here in northern Florida doing some work, and I'm headed back to the West Coast, where I've often been. And there's poop around under the cabinets, and it's usually, if you have mice, you know what mouse poop looks like?
right. You're so honest, yes.
Yeah, it looks like chia seeds, right? So, unfortunately, I was putting all this chia seed in my cereal. No, I'm kidding. But what happened? I was cleaning and I noticed that, see, they're really cockroaches, but they're so big, their poop is the size. And everybody who's listening in the South knows what I'm talking about. They call them palmetto bugs. And people in the North, you know,
that's
like
a better word for it.
Yeah, isn't that sound nice? Palmetto.
It sounds so much better than the other word. Right. I don't even like saying cockroaches. I don't even like saying the word. It gives me the heebie-jeebies. Diatomaceous earth, natural pest control. There's all kinds of oils you can use.
I've put that everywhere, believe me. I'm covered in that white powder from that clay. You know, I've even eaten it. But
diatomaceous earth is great for for detoxing on the inside.
Yeah, apparently it doesn't do everything, though. No matter what, the hair in the back is still thinning. I'm working on it, but there's nothing I can do. The good news about getting older is you care a little bit less, because the thing about worrying a lot about your looks is when you're young, you want to worry about your looks because you're driven by testosterone and estrogen to breed and to make the best-looking babies. But when you get older, you just want somebody you really like to talk with, right?
So, yes.
So you start.
Well, you have to kind of like being around them too. I mean, you know, like and like looking at them, right?
You have to not mind looking at them, but they really be better. They better be really good to talk with. And you know, there are all kinds of people who are pretty decent looking, but they're not that. You just accept.
Interesting.
Like, yeah, you're not perfect here, or you have that third arm coming out of the back of your bottom, or whatever it is. And it's so useful. It's so useful when we're going fishing, or you know. I never have to bend over to get anything because there's your third arm just grabbing stuff from the ground as sweeping along. At first, when I was younger, I wouldn't have dated you. But
gosh.
You have a third arm coming out of the back of your bottom. But there it is. Now, what would I do without that? So you learn to love things differently as you get older. Anyway, the cockroaches.
True. No love there.
I've been getting a fever every couple of months, which is very rare for me. And I'm sort of convinced that it's because these little things leave their bacterial trails, and I go to clean it up, and then the next day, in the next hour, I'm sneezing like crazy, and then I have a low grade fever for 12 hours, and then it's gone. And it's just been weird. I've been trying to figure it out. I was eating too much fruit, and sometimes I was because it's been really hot. So that's at the top of the surface. Now you wanted to talk about the electric universe, but I've already used up the first segment. And I've driven away most of the audience.
if you're still hanging with us after the word cockroach, please, let's go a little bit deeper. Not into the cockroach, but into the third arm. Well, that created so much imagery. I was laughing really hard on the inside.
That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about like a, you know, sort of a nuclear disaster in which extraneous limbs just start. Okay, go ahead.
Start appearing everywhere. Well, you know, Fukushima's still going on, by the way. I just thought I'd throw that out there.
Oh, really? Is that happening?
Everybody just needs to remember that.
Oh, I thought that was over. I mean, I haven't heard about it in the media for a long time, so I thought we were fine. I thought the media reported things that were important. Hey, I sent you a story the other day. And you remember what this Are we up against the break?
Yeah, we're going to be. No, we have some time yet. We do. And moving.
Quote what's in. I sent you this article with the. And you quoted this tagline back to me. Remember that? Coincidentally. Go ahead. Do you have that?
I don't. I do not remember which article you're talking about. The trader who.
Oh, come on.
Which one? The
come
oil on. One or the. Please,
no,
you have
no,
to fill me
no,
in.
No.
I'm flying blind
cell
here.
Cell phone towers.
No. I really don't remember what article.
So, coincidentally, it turns out that the local authorities. Don't you remember that? I sent you that article.
Okay. We're gonna talk about infringement on our freedoms. Talk about infringement on our. Privacy, right? Local authorities are putting up fake cell phone towers in order
to... Right, but that's not what the article said. The article, do you remember that?
I
the
don't.
Article said, the article said, in a mysterious, mysterious something or other, people's cell phones are being hijacked by fake cell phone towers. Well, what's that? Fake cell phone towers? What are you talking about? And then at the end of the article, it said, coincidentally, turns out that the local authorities are putting up cell phone towers to grab people's calls. Really? Wait a second. So the top of the article said that it was a big mistake. You don't remember?
Yes, I remember now. The top of the article makes it sound like there are these mysterious towers just popping up out of nowhere, like as if, you know, the FCC and people who deal with large towers on top of buildings or in large spaces, in wide open spaces, as if it's some anomaly, like a crop circle or something. Mysteriously, these things are popping up, and then all of a sudden, the last paragraph talked about, police officers and different government agencies, honestly, truly, spying on phone calls and like people losing service from 4G to 3G. And I just read that and I'm like, what? Really? Like, you get this Orwellian feeling. You start to feel, this weird invasion, and for no other reason, like the fact that it's not normal to do that.
Here it is. Yahoo Finance, whatever that means to you. Here's the article. Mysterious fake cell phone towers intercepting your calls. And then at the end of the article, in which it says, mysterious fake cell phone towers are intercepting calls all over the U.S., mysterious, this is literally the last. In an amazing coincidence, police departments in a handful of U.S. cities have been operating Stingray or Hailstorm towers, which, you guessed it, conduct surveillance on mobile phone activity. In an amazing coincidence.
Yes. Go ahead. I was just going to say what they can get. They the information that they do get.
Yeah. Well, all right. Not such an amazing coincidence after all, Grasshopper. So they're reporting that they're stealing. If they're reporting that they're doing intentional intercepts, you know, what aren't they telling us? Right. That's always the joke.
It's always the bigger question. Always the bigger question. If they're willing to admit to this much, and that's a lot, what else, you know, might they be spying on? Or how long have they been doing this? I mean, the NSA has had this technology for a really long time now.
Yeah, at least since they had that DeLorean that could go back in time. I remember that.
Oh, gosh, 1988. Well, we're traveling back in space, back in time, going down memory lane on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We're going to have more with author, historian, and researcher Liam Sheff as we talk more about the electric universe coming up here in a few minutes, as well as Big Oil and what you can expect by 2017. It's all about health, freedom, and what in the world is going on in our culture on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
I didn't believe it.
Neither did I.
No way could you professionally remove unwanted hair, pain-free, and at home.
My thoughts exactly.
Remove my face and body hair without expensive, painful office visits?
Not possible. Great minds think alike.
Until I tried No-No Pro.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you tried No-No?
Yes, and it works. I use it on my face, legs, bikini line.
We're BFFs, and you didn't tell me about No-No?
Here, this is my new No-No Pro. The most powerful No-No made. Custom treatment levels, less hair and less time, perfect for any skin type. Try it.
No hair, no pain, no time. Consuming expensive office visits?
No, no, and no, no.
For a limited time, you can try No-No Pro risk-free. You'll also get the facial kit and a travel case. Get weeks of long-lasting results.
That's it. I'm getting a No-No.
Great minds do think alike.
Try No-No Pro risk-free by calling 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760. That's 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760.
Love it. I'm digging the clapping and the accordion sound here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. I'm Joni Abbott from naturalnewsradio.com. I do a show over there called Homegrown Health, and you can catch me weekdays on Mondays and Wednesdays at 5 p.m. Eastern, where I talk about all kinds of things, family and home birthing and crunchy mommy stuff, almost so crunchy I'm crispy. Joining the show again is author, researcher, historian, comedian, Liam Sheff, author of Official Stories. Welcome back to Homegrown. Welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Robert, you sound good.
Yeah.
So we
have, I do.
We covered the fact that your cell phone towers calls are being intercepted in some places, and that it's a big coincidence that the police are doing it.
Right.
So they tell you that at the end of the article. It's like, yeah, three buildings in New York fell down accidentally. Bits of thermite were found, and the guy who owned the buildings just reinvested in insurance, 2 months ago. But nothing to see here. So you always get these stories in the media, and that's one of the reasons I wrote my book, Official Stories, because official stories are never true. They can't afford to be. There's too much to protect in the kingdom. And this is the kingdom of oil. We live in the kingdom in the world that runs on oil. I had a great time on a friend's show. Well, now he's a friend. He's another radio host called Sean McGuire. He's in Ireland on the coast. And we had a lovely conversation and went on for an hour and a half. And we were talking about energy. And I said, well, we live in the age of oil. And he said, well, Liam, don't you think that there are people sitting on different technology that they just aren't showing us? And I said, yeah, I'm sure there's some technology that they aren't showing us, but mostly that is the technology that would make things more efficient. But right. It's not a new kind of technology that would somehow breed electrons out of, stale water with using no energy input. In other words, we could be living more efficiently we could be getting 200 or 300 miles to the gallon. We could be living more intelligently. We could be riding trains and buildings while we still have the remaining oil to do it, building overland train routes or improving the existing absolute monkey poop Amtrak system that we have in America.
Right. You know, utilizing what's already been established.
Mm. Utilizing it and improving it. I mean, efficiency could shave centuries off of our shortfall. I mean, if we could pause at this moment and say, we cannot keep using petroleum, the energy that everything runs on, this computer that we're both on, the network that we're on, the machines that you're listening to are all built out of something that runs on oil, and the electricity is either coming from oil, coal, gas, or nuclear power. Nuclear power is, a very small dent of the total electricity production, and the other problem with nuclear power is that it's deadly, stupefyingly inefficient compared to, you know, the pollution. And the pollution is not the kind of pollution that it just makes them like seagulls cough. It will cause cancer at increasing rates for hundreds of thousands of years. Nobody knows.
Right.
So, and then to build a nuclear power plant actually costs more, just in terms of using metal and cement products and to heat it and to make it. It's just, so it's a net waste. It's a net energy dog. But it's been sold to investors on a couple of, you know, really cherry-picked promises that ignore all the negative data. So sometimes you meet an investor and they say, I believe in nuclear. And instead they went to like a breakfast or a brunch where some nuclear clown stood up and said, hey, it's going to be the greatest thing ever. And they don't tell you about the actual cost.
Oh, really? Imagine that, an industry that doesn't tell you the actual truth about the costs, whether they be financial or physical. Yeah, anyway, I'm sorry.
No, I just keep talking. So that's one of the places where we live in the capital system that we've innovated out of Adam Smith's concept from Adam Smith of Wealth of Nations from the Scottish Enlightenment, who just sort of argued that if people can build it and they can build it better in groups, then they can make much more and they should charge what the market will tolerate and that will breed a kind of democracy. But nobody understood the amount of oil that was going to be used to make everything that we have, the plastic, the metals, the pharmaceuticals, the automobiles, the rubber, the roads, and the gasoline were all made of oil. We're hitting the break. Sorry.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. Well, we'll talk more about big oil, what's going on in our culture, how we can expect it to change when we return. You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show on naturalnewsradio.com and the GCN Live Network.
Revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The new frontier in human nutrition and health is that of epigenetics. Epigenetics refers to the portion of the DNA that you can influence with molecules or frequency signals. A huge key to detoxification, cellular health, and even eternal youth has to do with what kind of signals you are feeding your cells. Technology now exists to energetically encode foods or supplements so that the original food you started with is now a carrier of information that communicates health-giving signals to the cells of your body. The first food of its kind to ever receive this encoding is One World Whey. One World Whey has received high praise and generated some amazing testimonies since 2011. We now know that all the amazing testimonies we've received come primarily from the energy encoding process and secondarily to the high quality ingredients. To support your metabolism, detoxification, energy, and strength unlike any supplement you've ever taken, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
We interrupt our program to bring you a special broadcast.
Robert Bly.
He is tenacious, isn't he?
Scott. He's Scott, a brave Scott. And a decent man. He's a pioneer.
Bell.
This message must be read in every newspaper, heard on every radio, seen on every television.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Welcome back. I'm Joni Abbott, filling in for Robert Scott Bell. I'm from Homegrown Health on naturalnewsradio.com. And we've been talking about oil, how oil affects our culture, what the modern conveniences are, all because of oil. And think about this. How would our culture change? How would your life be completely impacted with less oil, or if we just, oops, accidentally ran out?
Oil's everywhere. It allows us food. You can name it. Food, clothing, the transportation industry. Almost every industry has something to do with oil. To shed some more light on this, we've been having this conversation. It's author, researcher, historian, and comedian Liam Sheff. Welcome back.
Well, the comedian is just to let the audience know not to take it off seriously.
Except for this part.
It is to say that I make jokes sometimes.
Yes.
You know, not that I'm doing Gilbert Gottfried stand-up or anything like that.
It's so, certainly not Gallagher.
Oh, no. Oil, but oil's in everything. It's in the watermelons that he hits with the sledgehammer that he gets from Home Depot. Now, you say, how is oil in a watermelon? It doesn't make any sense. Well, where do watermelons come from? They come from big Monsanto land fields. But they don't just come from the healthy ground filled with worms, because we used up all the nutrients in the topsoil, and we don't do any kind of real rehabilitation of soil. It gets drained of phosphorus and nitrogen. Sometimes we'll put some clover in for a season, but it's just not enough. So they have to spray it with anhydrous ammonia, with fertilizer, which is derived from, you know, contains ammonium, which has as a starter feedstock gasoline. So we're spraying Monsanto land with gasoline, and then you put in the genetically modified thing. I'm sort of three quarters of the way convinced that at this point the most dangerous result of GMO foods isn't the genetic modification, which isn't good for you. It's the fact that the GM products are built to withstand, you know, 5, 10, 15, 20 times the pesticide load. So I'm starting to think that's going to be the thing that impacts people most quickly, is the pesticide load. The other stuff is a slow fuse, you know, that'll just sort of make you weaker and sicker over time. But the pesticide stuff, quick accumulation of that is deep toxicity and deep neuropathy and neural problems. So we have Monsanto land wherever we grow food. We grow food in California. We grow food in Illinois and where else? Parts of Iowa,
Nebraska. All in the Midwest.
Right. And, of course, New York State can grow a lot of food, and so can Pennsylvania, and the Carolinas can grow some. And, hey, you can grow food all over the place. California is really the green basket of the United States, which doesn't make sense because it's the furthest state away, you know, from the largest populations on the East Coast. But we get our carrots everywhere in the country gets carrots from California. But why? The reason is a little bit of history that goes back to Texas. Texas was once the Saudi Arabia to the world, producing more oil than anywhere else. And that was the energy on which World War II was won, you know, for our country, for the Americans. It's how we were able to go so far, so long, build such a fleet of ships in such a short period of time. It wasn't good old American know-how, or stick-to-your-gunness or stick-to-itiveness or anything like that. It was just that we had this unbelievable condensed energy source, which is worth, per barrel, 23,000 hours of human labor.
That's amazing. It's even just staggering to think about. 23,000?
So 10 years of a day job.
Oh, my gosh.
In a barrel. And just in terms of heat produced, you know, the amount of force you can use. So we use 19 million of those. Not a year, but a day. So if you multiply 19 times to 10, which would maybe be the upper limit, or 7, the lower limit of years, you end up with about 150. We end up doing about 150 million years of slave labor per day in this country in terms of manual labor that were done in the old world, the ancient world. Not 150 years per day, not 150,000, but 150 million. Now, that number is probably, you have to say that not all of the oil goes into, energy production. A lot of it goes into making stuff, like rubber and plastic, and that's true. So let's cut it in half. Say we do 70 million years of manual labor per day in this country. Cut it in half again, 35 million. It doesn't matter. You can keep cutting it in half 10 times. We still do more work per day based on oil than the entire ancient world did in its existence. I mean, you're talking tens and tens and hundreds of thousands of years of work. And how do you figure that? You figure that it would no number of Roman slaves could have pushed a 3 or 4 ton piece of rock or metal 80 miles per hour. And then you begin to understand, oh, that's what they mean.
Right.
That's what it means to be able to harness that much energy. It's just not something we're used to thinking about. But that's at the bottom of it. You know, republicanism and democracy, whatever they call democracy, or being a Democrat, neither of these are a libertarian. None of this stuff is at the bottom of the American pyramid of success. You know, the food pyramid of America has nothing to do with its political parties. That's a huge lie. It just has nothing to do with who you're affiliated with in that way. It has everything to do with the fact that in 1901 or two, Spindletop in Texas started producing 100,000 barrels of oil per day. And, you know, then it diminished and died, but it took decades to die. Now it's a covered hill that doesn't look like anything. So don't tell me oil doesn't go away.
Wow.
So the Yahoo Finance article is about a very successful trader named Andrew Hall, who was a very successful oil trader, and he's telling us that the shale oil revolution is bound to drive into its wall and in the not too distant future.
So let's talk about shale oil a little bit, because I was talking with a manager of a large grocery store chain in my area. I'm going to start doing some educational events there and, you know, just doing what I do. And we were talking about oil. And he said, oh, my gosh, there's this drought in California. It's been a really rough year. It's been a really rough couple of years, and it doesn't look like it's getting any better. We've got this drought going on. And then he mentioned Russia, and he said people don't realize the effects it has on everything. And then I said to him, you know, we're going to run out of oil. And just like most Americans, he's like, oh, no, there's plenty of oil in America. We'll be just fine. And I looked at him. I said, what if we're not? What if it's not the same energy properties as big oil is now? Like, what happens when prices go up and they never come down? How is that going to impact your store? And he just didn't know what to say.
And you heard the sound of a pile of bricks exiting the back of his pants and hitting the floor.
Pretty much. He's a big man too. That would have been a large pile of bricks. Pretty much. Yeah.
There's a cartoon called Futurama, which some people have watched. It used to be on, and it was funny for the. It was always pretty funny, actually. And there was a malignant, dishonest, dishonorable, funny, drunken robot called Bender. And when he would get upset and he would just stand there, a pile of bricks would fall from behind him and you would just see. It was a great visual gag.
Yes. Well, when people really start putting two and two together, or, you know, 75 and 75 together, which is the cost of a barrel of oil over the next 5 years, right? So tell us the difference between shale oil. Would you just refresh our memories and our minds why this shale oil found in America that everybody thinks is going to be the big oil savior, why that is different from the oil that we know and love and use?
Oil is most likely the remains of compressed carbon plants, you know, plants, carbonized, carbon material. You know, when you look at oil under a microscope, it's got the significant and familiar shapes of carbon life or plant life, chlorophyll, the kind of thing. So the idea that it's, you know, you get a couple of people standing and saying it's produced in the middle of the earth. Well, nobody's been able to demonstrate that. And then they'll try to pull out one or two examples about a well that was drilled and then sort of filled in and dipped and then restarted. What they don't tell you is that it dipped again and it never restarted again. So what happened was that they're not aquifers, but I don't know what else to call them, but the oil reservoirs, which is like an aquifer, are arrayed in all kinds of shapes underground. So if you drill and then you pop a container, you know, from one to the other, you will fill, or there'll be natural seepage and that can refill. But it's very rare that there's any significant filling. And I can name one case, which I think was off of Texas or Louisiana, in the Gulf. And that's it. So for 150 years of oil excavation, the general and consistent pattern is you dig the oil, drill for the oil, you start getting a little, then you hit the center of it, and you get a lot, and you increase your well layout, and you get a lot. This stuff is liquid, it's under pressure, and it bursts, you know, out of the ground. And then you pump it, and the oil pressure in the ground goes down, so you have to dig deeper and drill deeper. And there's only a certain window, you know, what they call a window in the ground, between pressure zones where oil is likely to exist as a liquid. Beneath it, the pressure is too hot, and it's dispersed, you know, it doesn't collect. And above it, it just seeps to the surface and becomes a tarry mess that you can't use, like tar sand. So there's an oil window, and we've gone around the world and exhausted and found every big thing. You know, the last big discovery was probably the North Sea, which I think they found in the 60s. So, and they've already drained that. I mean, we've been using this light, sweet crude to build the United States of America since 1901 or two. If you want to understand why the United States became a place of constant expansion, look no further than oil, than Texas, 1901 or two. You can see why it was the American century. Didn't have anything to do with any value system except we have more energy than anybody else. If the Soviets had had that, I don't think they would have had the famines that they had. They had right. some oil, but their oil is more difficult to get, and they had to wait until the technology to go into the sea, to go offshore, and to drill deeper had been developed. Well, we developed that technology. It's there. We've gone offshore. We're drilling and drilling, and we're not finding anything new. Nobody's finding anything new. It's so perilous in the world of oil.
It really is. Well, we'll talk more about oil when we return. Just taking a quick break here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. More about oil, where we're headed as a culture, and how it affects us all with Liam Sheff when we get back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey y'all, are you looking for Corella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins give you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before, and let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with the diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic, super clean, super food best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here, and he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy, but everybody doesn't have good energy, so they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet, and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops.
Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Free Strike Guy.
And do the GCN listeners let you know they heard your ad?
Customers do let us know they've heard Free Strike Guy ads on GCN. They seem to be very loyal listeners to GCN, and they stay with those shows, and subsequently they stay with our business too.
Looking for positive results? Contact Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
Scott Bell Show. I'm Joni Abbott, hosting for Robert as he is out winning a Health Freedom Award, and rightfully so. And this is the last segment here of the show. Liam Sheff, author, researcher, and historian, author of Official Stories, joins us. We're talking about oil, and this is really, honestly, one of my favorite topics to discuss with him, because not only is his knowledge so vast, but I have to look at it, like, how does it apply to all of us? This is not knowledge that he's sharing, I think, just to say it, that he learned it, but we have to start the conversation now in order to know, react to what is going on globally with a lack and shortage of oil. It is definitely, no matter what everybody else has to say about it, and there are many other things that are being said, different stories, you know, drilling in America like we have so much. We really don't. So what is the landscape of our culture and our lifestyle currently as we know it going to look like? Liam Sheff, welcome back to Robert Scott Bell's show.
Yeah, well, if we're lucky, we get to dial it back to the Victorian age, keeping some motor cars and railways and trains and some internet technology, satellite technology, although that'll eventually have to just go away. You know, if we're very lucky and very, very smart, and as you know, we're not a very lucky or a very smart species. So what probably happens is a great deal of failure, a great deal of things not working anymore, a great deal of letting go of what we have only when it's pried out of our cold, dead hands. We're a recalcitrant, difficult to manage species, and although people have said as an earnest, fare thee well, I may your reach exceed your grasp, the problem is our reach does exceed our grasp. We are able to do things far beyond our ability to comprehend the value, meaning, and implications of them. We can't grasp the meaning and the impact of what we're able to reach. We're a funny little tool-making creature, but we've made tools that exclusively run on this black gold. Now, if the madmen and have their way, and they'll get some of their way. They'll blow up everything, every bit of ground in the United States, flood it with clean water, come out with carcinogenic-laden water, to squeeze a little oil out of the shale rock, which is greasy rock. And they'll tell you that it's great if Texas or another, you know, some state can get over 1 million barrels or 8 million barrels, you know, per day at a high production. They won't tell you that next year they'll get 3, and then that'll be that. They'll tell you that it's worth it. They'll destroy everybody in the area's property, or most of them, and they'll destroy the aquifer.
Well, kind of like what they're doing with fracking.
Well, that's fracking. I'm describing fracking, exactly.
Okay.
That's it. That's fracking. So, yeah, that's where we live, and that's what they're going to do. And if you're asking what you can do about it, you can't do much. You can resist it, and you should resist it. You should educate yourself about what it would look like if you had to get all of your food within a 300-mile radius or 150-mile radius or a 50-mile radius. What would it look like if the majority of what you ate, your water, and your building materials came from within 75 miles, you know, if you put yourself in the middle of a circle? Because that's pretty manageable. And then you begin to ask yourself, what do we need to grow? There are only, you know, a couple essential plants. One of them is hemp as a medicine, as a food, as an oil seed, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And there are some other plants that you also need to grow for food, like sweet potatoes, potato squash, varieties of high carbohydrate plants that will get you through cold season. And you need to be raising little animals that don't take up all the land with their, you know, damned poor stomachs, that there's small animals that can eat all kinds of things, like goats and rabbits, and goats that can produce milk. You know, we really have to start to think what living locally would look like. And I mean it. The truth is, if we're not going to save us, you know, I'm asking you, who is? If you have an answer and it's not us, you know, get in the long list of people with a poster board around your neck standing on Fifth Avenue telling me how, you know, how it's going to go.
Right.
Otherwise, you know, we really have to start getting busy and getting cracking with remaking our world as a local thing, as a local economy.
Community-minded.
Yeah, we gotta live where we live, and right now we don't.
Yeah, we live on the internet. We get a lot of things, you know, shipped to us. I mean, it's just amazing as a culture how far we have come from the local scene. Liam Schaff, thank you so much for joining me here on the Robert Scott Bell Show as I got to guest host. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Robert. Have fun, everybody.
Yes, we will. And you've been listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. I'm Joni Abbott. Catch my show, Homegrown Health, on naturalnewsradio.com Mondays and Wednesdays at 5 p.m. Eastern. Until then, keep hanging with Robert, too. And remember that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.